This is Kateri. She is the Salesforce administrator for Green Dot Media and has just been notified of their Data.com Clean and Data.com Prospector purchase. It's up to Kateri to enable these products for their Salesforce users and maintain them throughout their contract. Her goals are to enable Data.com functionality for the organization, manage fields and page layouts for optimal use with Data.com, prevent duplicates using duplicate management, define Data.com clean preferences, map Data.com fields, schedule Data.com clean jobs, understand Data.com clean usage and impact, review Data.com clean match results, and assign Data.com licenses to Salesforce users. Kateri's organization has purchased Data.com Clean and Prospector, and we will cover the implementation for each of these. Note that the product offerings of Data.com Clean and Prospector have been simplified. Previously, Data.com Clean and Prospector were offered with two different levels of data access, corporate and premium. These two levels continue for existing customers. For new customers, there is now a single Data.com Clean and a single Data.com Prospector product offered, each with the full premium data set. First, let's discuss the entire product suite available from Data.com. Data.com Clean helps organizations stay in control of their data asset by allowing users to not only compare records side by side in a manual fashion, but it can be set to automatically fill in blank Salesforce fields with Data.com fields and periodically update the clean status shown on records. That way, users are always aware of how their accounts, contacts, and leads compare to Data.com. Data.com Clean can be purchased on its own or to supplement the manual comparison feature with Data.com Prospector. Data.com Prospector on its own gives users the ability to add additional account, contact, and lead records directly to Salesforce from Data.com, add basic Dun and Bradstreet fields like SIC code, also known as SIC code, and manually compare records to Data.com's for possible updates. Data.com Clean will compare basic DNB fields as well. In Data.com Prospector, when users add new accounts from Data.com, a DNB company object is created with over 100 DNB fields. When Prospector is used with Clean, Data.com Clean will create a DNB company when account records are manually cleaned with Data.com. That way, users can add DNB companies to existing records in Salesforce and not just new records coming in from Data.com. To see what license types your organization has, navigate to Setup, Data.com Administration, Licenses and Limits. Here you can see that you are using Premium Prospector license type. You can also see the number of licenses available to your organization and how many are already assigned. You can see the monthly user limits for the number of records that can be added to Salesforce monthly. Remember that these limits are refreshed on the very first of every month. Here you can see that additional limits have been purchased. The Data.com list user limits do not expire and refresh monthly like the Prospector limits. At the bottom, there is a section for Data.com Clean. If your organization uses Clean to supplement the Clean features with Premium Prospector, you'll see that it's available to all Salesforce users and that automation is purchased. The Purchase More button allows your organization to quickly add more Data.com Prospector licenses when needed. If your organization uses Data.com Prospector or Clean, you will need to contact a Data.com sales representative to purchase additional licenses. The next step in the implementation of Data.com is managing fields. Data.com Clean can provide updates for these standard fields. If Data.com Prospector is used with Data.com Clean, these additional Dun & Bradstreet fields can be cleaned and are added to each record object when users add Net New Records from the Data.com tab. Prior to Data.com, Kateri's organization stored personal information in contact and lead fields, like Yahoo email addresses and mobile phone numbers. Data.com provides only business contact information, not mobile phones or personal emails. So when the records are cleaned, they are cleaned against company information. Kateri now needs to configure page layouts so that users have access to the data.com functionality. In the following demonstration, we will help Kateri add the clean status field to page layouts, add the clean button, add the get contacts button so that users can easily search for data.com contacts from account records in Salesforce, add the basic D&B fields to accounts, and add the data.com and D&B companies tab to the sales application. Kateri can limit what users can do with data.com search results by removing the Add to Salesforce and Export Results buttons from the Find Contacts and Find Accounts tabs. For example, disabling the Export Results button from the Find Accounts tab in data.com will ensure users are tracking all account activity in Salesforce because they can't export to a CSV file. Kateri can do this by navigating to Setup, Data.com Administration, Prospector Preferences. After data.com clean jobs begin, it's important for Green Dot Media that they know exactly how data.com is impacting their business and how their users are using it. Kateri has a quick view of how many records have been matched and updated from the data.com metrics and analytics page that shows her how many records have been processed, matched, and updated by data.com. But she needs details on the data.com prospector product Green Dot Media is also using. Below is a link for more in-depth reporting available for free in the Salesforce App Exchange. Kateri clicks the link to install the package. Once she has completed the installation, she can view detailed reports. These reports include data.com analytics, data.com impact, and reports for usage and clean results. Kateri is ready to give Green Dot Media's sales users access to data.com Prospector. Data.com Prospector allows users to search for accounts, contacts, and leads from the data.com tab right within Salesforce. Data.com Prospector also comes with over 100 D&B fields that users can view from the read-only D&B company object. Users can also search for other companies in a hierarchy from the D&B company object using the Search Global Ultimate Duns button. First, Kateri needs to see how many licenses Green Dot Media purchased. She navigates to data.com administration and clicks Licenses and Limits. From here, she sees 15 licenses available for data.com Prospector. There are also limits to the number of records users can add to Salesforce from data.com. Data.com users' additions will expire at the end of every month. Green Dot Media also purchased a list user license that grants additional records to the users assigned to it. Data.com list users share credits from the pool. The pool record limit is good for the first year of Green Dot Media's contract with data.com, and they do not expire monthly like the data.com user limits. They also take up one of the data.com licenses, so the 300 credits they are not using can be assigned to other data.com users. For example, if the data.com list user pulls a list of 500 contact records from data.com and the data.com user pulls a list of 300, the licenses and limits page will reflect the balance separately. Note, the list user cannot pull from the organization limit unless their data.com user type is changed. So when the list user consumes all of the pool record limits, Kateri will need to return them to the data.com user type so the user can access the organization's limit. It is up to Kateri how the organization's limit is dispersed amongst their users. If a monthly addition limit other than the default 300 is chosen for data.com users, it will affect the possible addition limits for other users. Take an organization of two users, for example. If one user is given 500 additions a month, the other user on the team will have the 100 remaining additions, because the organization's limit is based on 300 additions per user, totaling 600 additions for the organization a month. The user types and limits selected will carry over month to month, so if data.com user is selected with 300 additions a month, that user will continue with the same license type and limit month after month. A data.com list user license is tied to the data.com user license, so that list users have access to the monthly addition limits and administrators don't have to worry about switching license types.